President-elect Trump has promised to rescind President Obama's executive orders on immigration, including those granting temporary protection from deportation to some students in the country illegally. That has some colleges and universities worried that their students without legal resident status could find themselves essentially locked out of the country if they don't return from study abroad trips by January 20th, the day Trump takes the oath of office. Fred Tice of contributing station WBUR explains.
Daishi Tanaka arrived in Los Angeles from Japan with his parents 13 years ago when he was six.
I walked into my first grade classroom and I saw the diversity. Everyone's of all shapes, colors, sizes, personalities meld into one, you know, under the flag, and that I loved.
But while Tanaka felt he melded with other Americans under the flag, officially his adopted country had marked him as not belonging until President Obama intervened. Tanaka is a sophomore at Harvard now. He is among the hundreds of thousands of young people granted temporary protected status because their parents brought them illegally to the U.S. as children, and they grew up in this country. In Massachusetts, universities are quietly counseling students to make sure they're back in the U.S. by January 20th, the day Trump is to be inaugurated. California's public universities, in contrast, have taken the lead in issuing public warnings. Cal State is telling students who have temporary relief from deportation and are studying abroad to return to the United States before the inauguration of Trump. The University of California is advising students who received reprieves from deportation, called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival, or DACA, to be aware of the risks of being out of the country with Trump expected to become president next month. Tanaka recalls the extreme hardships his parents suffered as people who lived in the U.S. without legal documents.
When I went back home to California, they were living in like a garage because they were taking care of like the elderly, and like they were extremely underpaid. They were really mistreated and manipulated by their employer, and all because, you know, they don't have the formal rights and the formal legal protection. My dad used to work for a Trump supporter. It's ironic.
Last summer, Tanaka's parents returned to the Philippines and Japan, where they're from.
I have been planning to go to Japan this winter just to see my parents. There seemed to be a sentiment that I should be back before January 20th.
The decisions about whether to risk travel abroad come amid a wider worry that even if they are in the United States, the students could be deported. At Boston University Law School, Associate Professor Leila Hlass directs the Immigrants' Rights Clinic.
Trump has said that he's going to take away their status. He's going to take away all the executive orders under President Obama. So it's very likely that the DACA students may be undocumented yet again. And now the immigration agency has all of their information. And so they could easily be put onto a deportation list. And they could be prioritized if that's what this administration wants to do.
But, Hlass says, her general advice to DACA students is to wait and see and to stay in touch. She also tells DACA students they may have other options to stay in the United States.
A lot of students came to these clinics to try to get DACA, and people realized they're actually eligible for a pathway to a green card and to citizenship.
Hlass says some could be eligible as immigrant juveniles or because they're the children of women who have been assaulted.
Some of them may have other relatives who could petition for them through a family visa. Some of them are survivors of serious crimes.
At Boston College Law School, Associate Professor Mary Holper is director of the Immigration Clinic. She is organizing efforts to reach out to DACA students and students who've yet to apply for DACA.
If you haven't applied yet, it's pretty risky to apply because you could be putting yourself on the list for deportation. You have to put your addresses on the application. You could be putting at risk anybody in your family.
That said, Holper points out that Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is proposing legislation that would protect DACA recipients. Holper says students who already have DACA but must renew are risking very little.
Because they already know about you. So if to the extent that Trump is going to use this, I hope he won't, as a list for deportation, you're already on it. So to me, that risk seems very low.
Still, with Trump's inauguration approaching, Holper says DACA students who are currently out of the United States for study abroad or other reasons should heed this warning.
I would say come home, before, because the advance parole that they were given, it's still highly discretionary. Every single time you come back in the border, you are facing the individual discretion of the officer that lets you in at the airport, and that officer is going to have a different boss with different priorities come January, and so I would say come home.
Come home to the United States by January 20th, or you may be locked out. That's what colleges are advising their students who grew up in this country but are here without the right documents. For Here and Now, I'm Fred Tice.